Besties, have you heard about the groundbreaking GLP-1 treatments like Ozempic? With Effecty, getting access to these powerful medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compounded semaglutide, the same active ingredients as Ozempic, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable, science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a quick chat-based telehealth consultation, and if you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door, no hassle and no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. Right now, Bestie, you can get $50 off your LGP1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with code MAFIANSURES at checkout. That's Effecty.com, EFECTY.com, and use code MAFIANSURES at checkout to get $50 off your first month at LGP1 weight loss treatment. I never knew you could treat depression symptoms from your phone, but with this prescription app called Rejoin, it's possible. It's for adults aged 22 and up with major depressive disorder who want to add to their antidepressant medication. And get this, it's the first and only prescription app authorized by the FDA to treat depression symptoms. Rejoin does not replace your current medication. Be sure to use as directed by your healthcare provider, and if your depression symptoms worsen, seek help immediately. Get started today by talking to your healthcare provider or visiting meetrejoin.com. That's meet, R-E-J-O-Y. If you are not there for someone to remember that you are there, they will remember the times that you were there. If you remain too available, people might take you for granted. And the moment that you remove yourself, they start seeing your worth because human nature desires what is unattainable. Hello, my name is Mafe, and welcome back to another video. Today we're going to talk about how to be the one that got away. Because if you've ever wondered how to become the one that they regret losing, how to make someone finally see your value without you even trying, and how to be the one that they think about for the rest of their life, you have to watch this video. Now let's get started by understanding what does it mean to be the one that got away. Because a lot of people might hear this and might think that it means to play hard to get, or to play some type of game, or to do things and work on themselves to purposely make someone miss you. But what being the one that got away actually means is becoming the person that somebody else regrets losing and the one they look back on and wondered what could have happened or what if, not just because of physical attraction and success, but because of your growth, your self-worth, and the way that you carried yourself and decided to grow after the relationship, which is where the misconception starts and what we're truly going to understand today. Because again, being the one that got away is not doing things to purposely make another person miss you, but it means to do things for you and as consequence make the other person miss you. The one that got away is someone who moves on, who levels up, and who thrives rather than staying stuck and staying stagnant in the past. They don't chase, they don't beg, and they walk away with grace, leaving behind a sense of mystery and even regret in those who didn't appreciate them when they had them. So if you want to embody this energy and if you want to become the person that everyone regrets losing, not because of what you're doing for them, but because of what you're doing for you and how much you are choosing to grow, you have to watch this video. I'm gonna leave the video chapters here and let's get started. Now let's start by understanding the psychology behind being the one that got away. The true reason as to why some people will appreciate you more when they don't have you than when you're there is because people crave what they can't have. This is called the power of scarcity. Scarcity makes people assign higher value to what is no longer accessible. When you walk away, you leave space for someone to reflect and to see what they have lost. If you are not there for someone to remember that you are there, they will remember the times that you were there. If you remain too available, people might take you for granted. And the moment that you remove yourself, they start seeing your worth because human nature desires what is unattainable. Now, nostalgia plays a very big role when it comes to someone missing you because our brain tends to remember the good things over the bad things. And sometimes our brain remembers relationships better than they actually were. Our brain romanticizes the past, especially when we lose something or someone. People often forget the bad moments and hold on to the idealized version of what once was. And this is why someone might start missing you once you have moved on because now they only remember the best parts of the relationship. Another very important thing that we have to understand when it comes to the psychology that goes behind being the one that got away is that sometimes your absence will speak louder than your presence. And for the people that didn't learn how to appreciate you when you're there, because they knew that no matter what they did, you would always stay or you were always gonna be there, once you leave and they don't have anyone to love them the way that you did, or they don't have anyone to do the things that you used to do for them, they will realize how much your presence was actually valuable. Constantly reminding someone of your worth through your words or through your actions does not have the same impact impact as to you just simply removing yourself. When you disappear from someone's life and level up without them, they are left wondering. And when they're left wondering, that curiosity and that regret of what could have been, what would have happened if I had treated her better, what would have happened if I would have changed, that regret is a very powerful emotion, leading you to be the one that got away. Now, the key to becoming unforgettable is called detachment. And this is a word that I will continue to use a lot in every single video, because the true key to being at peace and to being happy, and in this case, to be the one that got away, is detachment. When you stop seeking for validation, stop explaining yourself, and stop trying to prove your worth, you naturally become more attractive and more memorable, because people look up to the people that live for themselves and not for others. Now, detachment isn't about being cold and having no emotions. It is not about being self-centered, and it is not about being selfish, but it is about understanding how valuable you are and valuing yourself enough to know when to walk away when you are not being appreciated. Now, here's how you're gonna master emotional detachment and become truly unforgettable. Number one, stop chasing, stop proving, and stop explaining. The more that you chase, the more power that you're giving away. People value what they have to work for, not what is always available. You do not need to prove your worth. Those who see it will stay, and for the right people, the only thing that you're gonna have to do is exist, and those who not see it were never meant for you. Explaining yourself excessively comes from a place of insecurity, and being so scared of what people are gonna say or think about you that you feel the need to constantly prove yourself for them to think what you would want them to think, and as consequence, being at peace with yourself. But if you want to be the one that got away, and if you want to learn how to detach, instead, you have to let your actions and your energy speak for you. And if some people don't like it, then that's fine, but you know who you are, and that is enough. Number two, to master detachment. Confidence is quiet, insecurity is loud. True confidence isn't about seeking attention or trying to make someone notice you, but it is about being so secure in yourself that no amount of validation or the lack of it shakes you. People look up to the people they want to be like, and so people will look up to you and people will miss you when they see that you are so rooted in yourself that you allow yourself to do the things that will make you happy regardless of what others think. Insecure people tend to overcompensate, to overexplain, to overshare, and to desperately trying to win someone back. Detachment means you don't need any of that, because you are so sure of yourself and the relationship that you have with yourself is so good that no one's presence or absence shakes you, because you're already confident with or without. And number three is called the art of moving on without resentment. The most powerful thing that you can do is to walk away without resentment. To walk away with grace, with no bitterness, no revenge, just a quiet elevation. Trust me that there is absolutely nothing more powerful than to let go and to learn how to walk away and work on yourself than to constantly trying to seek revenge, because that just means that your time and your energy keep going to them instead of to you. The moment that you learn how to stop focusing on them and start focusing on you instead, you win. People will start feeling your absence once you are gone, not only physically, but emotionally and mentally too. Detachment is what truly makes people remember you. Think about a situation where you're not thinking about someone and they reach out, or when you stop missing an ex and they magically appear back into your life. When you refuse to beg, to explain, and to prove, you automatically stand out. And that is exactly how you become the one that got away. Now, like I've said, becoming the one that got away and glowing up after letting someone go is about yourself for yourself and not about yourself for them. So here's how you're going to level up, and here's how you're truly going to glow up after walking away. Now, there are three types of glow ups: a physical glow up, an emotional glow up, and a lifestyle glow up. A physical glow up involves taking care of yourself, dressing up for you and not for them, dressing up every single day because you are with yourself every single day and not depending on who you're gonna see or who's gonna see you. Dress up for you, do your makeup for you, do your hair for you. Prove to yourself that you are important regardless of who sees you. Confidence starts when you feel good about yourself. It is not about looking better for them, and it is not about looking good for them, but it is about looking and feeling amazing for you. Take care of your appearance, take care of your body, not only how you look, but how you feel, how you eat, if you're being healthy, if you're having healthy habits, again, not for them, but for you, and how you feel, and how you care yourself. Number two is emotional glow up, healing from past wounds and detaching from toxic patterns, journaling, meditating, building a stable routine that brings you peace, self-reassurance, being emotionally intelligent and mature, and learning how to set boundaries for your well-being. People regret losing those who radiate good energy, those who radiate light, and those who radiate self-worth. And that comes when you emotionally glow up. Now, the third one is a lifestyle glow up. Learning how to do things for you, pursuing the things that you want to pursue, starting your projects, starting that business, your passions, your career, and your dreams. Becoming independent and creating a life that excites you so that no matter who is in your life, you are still enjoying the rest of your life. When you focus on yourself, you you become magnetic. The more that you focus on you, the more that they focus on you. They will regret losing you, and you will become the one that got away when you realize how to thrive and how to be happy outside of their relationship. People regret losing who didn't need them to be happy. And so if you want someone to miss you, and if you want someone to regret losing you, you have to learn how to be happy without them. And that is not going to be related to them. But again, it is going to be focusing and working on yourself for you. You will not be happy somewhere where you know you're going to end up hurt. And that's why if you truly want to be happy without them, you have to allow yourself to live without them. To focus on your goals, to focus on yourself, and to realize that you can actually be happy by focusing on you instead of on them. There is nothing more attractive than someone who lives their best life. There is nothing more attractive than seeing someone living at peace, doing what they love, and thriving because they decided to pursue themselves and not another person. When they see you glowing, when they see you growing, and when they see you being unbothered, they will start questioning their choices. Now, this is probably going to be the hardest part of the process, but I promise you, the most necessary one. If you truly want someone to feel your absence, and if you truly want to learn how to be happy without someone, you have to start by removing that person from your life. And this is called no contact. This is where you stop chasing and when you start attracting. The no contact rule is definitely one of the most powerful ways to shift the dynamic and to become the one that got away. Your silence is your strongest flex. Because again, it forces them to feel your absence. When you're no longer easily accessible, when you're not available all the time, they will start noticing the void you left and the role. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you have right now, even if all you have is spare change. You don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start investing in just 5 minutes. You don't need to feel like your financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. Basically, Acorns does the hard part so that you can give your money a chance to grow. Sign up now and join the over 13 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head over to acorns.com/mafiansures or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-inclined endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SCE Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosure at acorns.com/mafiansures. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and a brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling simple. And for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going up. So, if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling and strolling. On the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skim uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/mafiansures to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/mafiansures to start your $1 per month trial period at Shopify.
Bestie, who doesn't love the good things in life? Even though I enjoy a little luxury, it doesn't mean I can always afford it. Until I discovered Quince. Quince is my go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Personally, besties, I've ordered jewelry, I've ordered gym clothes, and the quality is amazing. So, if you want to give yourself the luxury you deserve with Quince, go to quince.com/mafiansures for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/mafiansures to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mafiansures. I can't wait for you to find what you're looking for at affordable prices.
That you played in their life. If you're a dirty and a messy person and you leave things all over your house, but you have a person to clean your house, you will never truly notice how messy you are because someone is constantly picking up and organizing your things. So when you look back, there's nothing on the ground. So you will never become aware of the fact that you are messy. Now, if they were to not be there and you're still a messy, unorganized person, you will look back and you will start noticing your things all over your house. Same thing happens with people. They cannot realize the type of pain and the type of suffering that they're causing if you're constantly constantly there, if you're constantly available, and if you constantly show them that you're never going to leave regardless of what they do. Your silence protects your self-worth. Chasing someone who let you go lowers your value in their eyes. Your silence also creates curiosity. When people don't know what you're doing, they will want to know what you're doing. When people don't know if you're doing fine without them, they will want to know if you're doing fine without them. When you stop reaching out, they start wondering what you're up to, and that is very powerful. And obviously, no contact helps you heal, and it will help you heal more than anything that you try to apply. Distance gives you clarity, and distance makes you realize if you actually want them because they're what's best for you, or if you just want them back because your ego wants to prove that you can get them back. Distance makes you realize if you actually like them for them, or if you just like the idea of them. And if they let you go, it is most likely that you just liked and were just attached to the idea. Let them feel the void that you left. And that only happens when you stop reaching out, and when instead of focusing on them and going back to them, you start focusing on you. Now, the most important thing when it comes to being the one that got away is the mindset shift that you have to apply in order to actually be the one that got away. The most important thing to understand is that the goal is not to make them miss you. Them missing you is going to be a consequence of everything that you apply to yourself, of the person that you become, on the person that you work on towards being, and on the growth, again, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally that you have. But the goal is not to make them miss you. The goal is to build such a good and happy and peaceful life for yourself to the point where you don't miss them. And that is how you become the one that got away. When you stop doing things for them to notice you, for them to realize what they lost, and for them to try to get your attention, and instead you do things for you to feel good, to realize that there is so much more to life than them, and to be so happy, so confident, and so grounded on yourself and who you are to the point where you don't even miss them anymore. And so if they ever do miss you, it will happen if you work on yourself and on your goals, that if they ever reach out, you're not even interested anymore. Because this brand new version of yourself that has grown, that has healed, and that has become what you've always wanted to become, a very confident and secure person, does not even align with them anymore. You will become the one that got away when you realize that you actually want to start walking forward instead of backwards. That instead of going back to something that hurt you and to something that you already know how it's going to end, you choose to walk away and choose to walk forward to find better, to find different, and to find something that will align in a better way with the new person that you're becoming. Being the one that got away does not mean proving your growth to them, but proving your growth to yourself and building such strong boundaries and such strong standards to the point where if they ever were to reach back out, you already know how to close that door and how to not go back. And that is it for today's video. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope that it was helpful. If it was, don't forget to like and subscribe so that you don't miss any of my videos. There is a new video every Friday. Don't forget that I have a podcast, I Miss Me Podcast, on all streaming platforms at I Miss Me Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on social media at Mafia Ansures on Instagram and YouTube. Again, I post new videos every Friday. And don't forget that I have a clothing brand, nonameproject.co. If you want to get your hoodie, we also have an exclusive membership where you have access to a bunch of healing content, challenges, journal prompts, exclusive episodes, behind the scenes content, also a free hoodie as soon as you sign up by going to patreon.com/imissedme. Don't forget to share this video to anyone that might need to listen and to anyone that might need some help moving on and healing. Thank you guys so much for watching, and I will see you guys next Friday. With love, Mafe.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.